I will return to Iran in any possible way, under any circumstances, because it is there that I know I have to exist. It is there where I know I can make films and do what I like to do. Yes, I will return. I will definitely return.
The acclaimed Iranian filmmaker Jafar Panahi. Special thanks to Shaida Dayani. This is Democracy Now! I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheh. Thanks so much for joining us.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.
Beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.
Beat.
Join us every Thursdays at 1 on CIC for your special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is
Ella. And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
Beat.
Hello to all those 15-year-old journalists who are in love with that 35-year-old, and then you gotta, like, you know, kind of have a love battle with another 35-year-old.
And her name is Penny Lane.
Yeah.
Yeah. And welcome to another episode of
Beat Banter.
Banter. Banter.
Radio.
My name is Aiden.
I'm Sarah.
We watched Almost Famous last night. Could you guys tell?
It took like 3.5 hours because Aiden was embarrassing us and he kept like playing this version that was like glitching and it was the director's cut.
Yeah, it was really long, but I thought it was okay. That was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty fun. Pretty fun. We have another banger episode. Guys, we're so tired.
Yeah. It's 6 a.m. I'm recording this for you and it's like really exhausting.
It's really exhausting. I have a big day ahead of me. I have
two classes.
No, it's a fun time. We're having fun. We're having so much fun.
We're having so much fun, guys. Aiden is going to go first this episode. You know, ladies first.
Okay. I have some bangers for you today, and you're definitely going to enjoy these songs. I'm going to be playing Hold It Against Me. I was going to play the Britney Spears version, mm-hmm. and then I saw Jane Remover had a version of it.
So and you said, okay, well, we know what we're playing.
Yeah. So Hold It Against Me by Jane Remover, the Britney Spears cover. And I'm also going to be playing Play My Track by Username and Marsh Crane.
Play him.
Play him.
Yeah.
If you're tired of the algorithm-based music age we are in and looking for unique, boundary-pushing new sounds, join me, Luke, and oftentimes friends on The Grove every Tuesday at 3. We will listen to and discuss music from electronic to alternative. See you there.
You just listened to Hold It Against Me, the Britney Spears cover by Jane Remover, and Play My Track by Username and Marsh Crane on CFRC Radio.
Welcome now, beautiful. Beautiful. Like, would you hold it against me?
Would you hold it against me? Because you feel like paradise.
No, because, like, you know, Jane loves Sabrina Carpenter. I'm like, oh my God, speaking of Sabrina Carpenter, so, like, tomorrow night, like, when, like, the day this episode is airing, like, I'm going to be at Sabrina Carpenter x Tate McRae Soul Cycle.
Girl, white woman final boss, like, actually.
Yeah, but... and Jane's going to be at the front teaching the class. Yeah. So I'm excited, guys.
Also, shout out Username, one of my big discoveries of last year, and he's just very consistent. He's put out, like, he put out 3 or 4 projects last year and already another project this year, so.
Come on.
Big moves. What do you want to play for us today, Sarah?
I'm going to be playing Dear April by Isabel. Mm-hmm. Banger. And then I'll play a bit of a long song now to see if we have time. But Bloodstain by Uncle and Alice Temple.
Play it.
You're the key tonight. Stick yourself inside. Twist and turn it tight. Open up my mind. Cause ooh, can I keep this from you? Fool, fool, fool me, I see.
chest. Put me straight to bed. I put us to the test. I locked it in my head, cause you, I can't keep my cool. I'm dripping with drool. I look like a
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
You just listened to Dear April by Isabel and Bloodstained by Uncle and Alice Temple.
On CFRC Radio.
Come on CFRC.
Bangers. That Uncle song, first of all, do not name your band Uncle, bruh.
Why?
It's just something awkward. It's like, you know the band Women?
Yeah.
When there's no women in the band.
Wait, and that's a Canadian band, isn't it?
Yeah, they're Canadian.
Of course the Canadians would do that, right?
Yeah. I'm tired of when bands... Well, Uncle is different, but I guess that's fine. But when bands are, like, named...
I just really don't like it when it's, like, some dumb bleep, like, Saint... I don't know, like Saintsbury.
Like, yeah, like, Saintsbury especially is just, like, really stupid.
That was them. Like, let's bring back... Yeah. Well, like, what's a good name then?
Like Churning, like, maybe, like, Churning Butter.
Yeah,
like,
Churning Marge... No, Churning Butter.
Churning Butter, yeah, yeah. No, but that Uncle song is great. Apparently it's like a ton of samples that they layer together to make the beat. Pretty fire. And shout out Isabel too.
Come on, Isabel.
Isabel, like the Bjork song.
Yeah, come on.
Y'all mess with Bjork. Have y'all ever heard of Bjork?
Have y'all heard? This is the Bjork show? This is the Jane and Bjork show.
This is the Jane and Bjork show. Honestly, Bjork deserves so much more. I mean, she's still alive. I don't know why.
Yeah, she's there.
No, she's still doing bangers. She's still making bangers.
Yeah. No, actually, let's lie. Bjork is dead. This is, and that's true. We fact-checked this.
Oh.
Bjork just died.
Girl, you can't be putting that on the radio.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I didn't mean
you're going to give someone a heart attack, right? Like, Bjork is everything.
Yeah. Bjork. What next songs do you have, Aiden?
Well, my next two songs are going to be 8485 with Cool DNB song.
Come on.
A banger. And I'm also going to be playing, why can't I see the title? Arch Ya Back by Prod J48, Avdia, and Manny Music.
Play 'em.
Infinity is a loop. How do we know that loop isn't infinitely tiny? It always stood to reason that some life must dwarf mine, as mine does that of an ant, who cannot comprehend the smallness of his everything, aside from the occasional hiccup of deja vu. If I am doomed for all time to circle this closed realm, only clothed in different glamours with the seasons, floating nauseously up and down the elevator shaft of time, I'm glad to meet your soul with so many faces. pressed shoulder to shoulder with you as so many strangers.
Every Wednesday from 10 until 11 a.m. while I explore themes, atmospheres, or moods across genres and decades. Whether I'm scoring a scene or doing a genre deep dive, there'll be something for everyone.
I'll give you another tune to help your appetite.
The mood with me.
On radio.
C-F-I-C.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
You just listened to Cool DNB Song by 8485 and Archie Back by Prod J48, Abdia, and Manny Music on CFRC Radio.
Yeah, banger, 8485, you know we stand, and me and Aiden got this year live. Come on,
yeah, fire.
Beautiful, I really like Archibald.
Yeah, first you gotta put your foot to the beat, then you gotta put your hands on your knees, then you gotta make your feet be flat, then you gotta put an arch in your back. Put an arch in your back, yeah.
That's beautiful.
So a little PSA for all of y'all. Put an arch in your back.
Put an arch in your back. And then send us a photo.
Okay, yeah.
I'll play my next few songs.
Yes.
I'm going to be playing Bamboo by CL and
CFRC alum.
Come on. And Hard Refresh by DJ Dave. Come on.
Play him. I'm gonna go get some more.
Thank you. colon cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
I'm Ann Murray, and I lost a very dear friend to colon cancer. He was 49, and had he been tested, he might still be with us. Talk to your doctor. Get your test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
You just listened to Bamboo by Ciel and Hard Refresh by DJ Dave on CFRC.
Bangers.
Bangers.
Yes. First, you got to put it to work, you know what I mean? You got to put it to work. Shout out.
Shout out.
Yeah, we love Ciel. We've played Ciel before, and I think we've played DJ Dave before, too.
I think so.
Yeah. Bangers. Is DJ Dave the person who, like, hard code, like, she codes her music? Is that...
I don't think so.
Oh, am I getting confused? Okay. I know there's a DJ with a similar name who, like, she, like, codes, like, she makes all her music through...
No, DJ Dave does do that.
Oh, yeah.
Jake, okay. I'm a liar. Yeah. Wait, I mean, when I actually fact check something, like, I've never done that.
Yeah. Before. No, yeah, she's so cool. She does, like, I have to do it for one of my courses, but it's basically, like, coding software that you can use to trigger audio devices. So you could say, you know, play a note every... you know, 30 milliseconds and have it be in the scale D major at random or whatever, and it generates it. And then so she's just, like, coding, like, the same way you would code, like, a website or something, but she's coding a song, and it's fire.
That's crazy.
And it feels like a lot of work, but, hey, it works.
Hey, come on.
Yeah. I'll play my last two songs of the episode, and then Sarah will play her last two. Oh, sorry. I'm going to be playing I Like Her by Mac DeMarco. It's actually 2019... November 9th, I Like Her by Mac DeMarco. And I'll also be playing Love Life by Akiko Yano, which is a song that Sarah showed me.
Come on. Yeah. Okay, play on.
Play on.
Don't
You just listened to 2019, November 9th, I Like Her by Mac DeMarco, and Akiko, Love Life by Akiko Yano on CFRC Radio.
Beautiful, just beautiful.
Beautiful, two beautiful songs.
Two beautiful, how am I supposed to be between two beautiful ladies?
Listen, that's the age-old question.
Right.
That's
and the one that Aiden has never had to ask, you know.
Period.
Period.
Get it? Because I'm...
gay.
Yeah. Guys, I want to take this moment to come out to everybody who's listening. Like, I...
am ugly. like, you can't see me, I'm ugly.
We watched Pillion
We'll talk about that after, baby.
We'll talk about that after. Okay. Play your last song.
Okay, let me play my last two songs. I'm going to be playing Celestial City by Bliss 3. And then I Punch Through the Wall by this band I found recently called Quickly Quickly.
Yes, I know. I know them.
Oh.
I think it's just one guy.
It's always just one guy.
Yeah, but he has this remix of a Laserdim song called Gram Dim 700 or something like that.
I haven't heard of him before the last, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, no, he's awesome. He's like, in the same kind of camp. Like, I think he does some work with Quadeca and those type of people. But he's pretty cool. He's pretty
good. Yeah, play him.
Play him.
You just listened to Celestial City by Bliss 3 and I Punch Through the Wall by Quickly Quickly on CFRC. Come on, come on.
Bangers. Yeah, that Bliss 3 song is really good, but it's so short. They need to do an extended cut and a mix. But when I looked it up, the first thing that came up was not even the original song. It was, like, the YouTube one-hour version. Like, I guess people really like the song, and it's so short.
It just looped for an hour.
Yeah, just loops for an hour. But it's really good. And also, quickly, shout out.
Shout out, quickly.
Go listen to his, I don't even know if it's one guy or if it's a band, so maybe I should fact check. But
no, we don't do that anymore.
Yeah,
2026, we thought 2026 is no more fact checking.
But he does have a really good, he or she or they or however many people, has a really good remix of a Blaze Radio song. Oh, yeah, I thought so.
Graham
yeah.
Johnson?
Yeah, he has a song called Graham Dim 700 that's really good. It has the craziest
bass.
Oh,
and of course he's from Portland, Oregon.
A lot of people are. A lot of people are. The Pacific Northwest, they got a lot going on there. You know what I mean? Let's talk. Do you want to talk about Pillion?
We can talk about Pillion. Guys, we watched Pillion this week, the movie with Alexander Skarsgård and Dudley.
And Dudley Dursley from Harry Potter. I thought it was okay. I thought, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, this was kind of stupid. But I thought it was fun. It was horny. It
yeah, was for time. For context, it's like a weird like master like
sub dom kind of.
But and then it, but they're also like a biker gang.
Yeah, I think it's like it's kind of about the London kink scene, and then this guy who doesn't have really anything going on in his life, it meets Alexander Skarsgård, who's like a dom, and is like, cook for me, da da da.
Yeah, sleep on the rug.
Yeah, and so he enters his subspace. Mm-hmm. And
and the first half of the movie, Aiden was like, dream date. Yeah,
and the second half, I was like, maybe this isn't my dream date. Yeah.
He sleeps on the rug, he wears a chain around his neck. Mm-hmm. It's, I got overnight order for Aiden for his chain and lock.
That's the thing, is like, I'm halfway there, like, I low-key sleep in like a tiny box. I sleep...
I'm your Ray. Yeah, you're my Dudley.
Yeah, exactly. You're my Dudley. But I thought it was okay. I thought it was a little schmaltzy, and like the ending was a little corny. Like I thought
the ending was a little corny.
Yeah.
Okay, just for spoilers to everyone listening, mm-hmm. plug your ears if you don't want to hear it. But in the end when he's making his like Grindr profile.
Yeah. Hi, like I have a penchant for serving or whatever he says. I don't know.
And then like I'm like, it would have been so epic if like Skarsgård like DM'd him on Grindr with a grocery list.
And was like, boy, get that.
Yeah, get that. Like that would have been more epic than like.
Well, I just think because I think kink is about being transgressive and being, you know, like, or it's not about that, but that's kind of inherent to like
what I mean. Kink,
like being against the grain, you know, it's not like a conventional relationship structure, right?
But it felt like the movie did not have a conventional.
No, they didn't, but the movie felt like it felt like it had the same structure as like a rom-com or something. Mm. And I think it's hard to do that if you're gonna do a movie that's about kink, that's supposed to be really out there and whatever, like to fit it into a narrative structure that's like so basic. I think there was a weird tension there. Mm. You know what I mean? But Sarah's looking at me with Britney. The blankest face. Like, but I appreciate the movie. I did.
Yeah, you thought it could be kinkier too.
I thought it was pretty kinky, but I think more is always more. You know what I mean? Yeah, more is always more.
More is always more, and that's really beautiful.
What else have we watched recently? I'm trying.
We have watched a lot this week.
Guys,
so we watched Almost Famous was really good. Like I think everyone who watched it.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. Really? It wasn't like best movie ever, but people like talk about.
Oh, me and Aiden
have
both watched Twinless.
Twinless really
is like pretty good for how like stupid the premise is.
Yeah, it's such an insane. But for me, I think it, like there's so many more interesting ideas I think it's running with than it seems to portray, you know what I mean? Mm.
We watched Sidine and Jadiko Boating.
Oh, that was so good.
A movie by Jacques Rivette.
Yeah.
And it was so, it was also, that one was like 3 hours also.
Yeah, but it was genuinely one of the most beautiful, like.
I'm glad we watched it, the two of us, because like that is like them, that movie was like our experience, like, yeah, like. Hitting the pen and watching the Kardashians.
Yeah, there's a scene where basically, like, spoiler alert, it's a kind of like a murder mystery psycho kind of like melodrama, kind of. But these two girls enter this house that makes them like see a vision of the past of this house, and they try to solve a mystery in it. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways you do that is by taking this candy, which is kind of like I don't know, like acid or something.
Yeah.
And they see the vision of this house. And so they are kind of like watching the vision together. And it's like the way they do it, it's like they're watching television.
Yeah, and they keep like cutting back to them, like just like giggle laughing.
Yeah, giggle laughing at like whatever the memory is. It's kind of insane. I've never seen a movie like it.
Yeah. We're going to start doing our like weekly movie recaps because there's usually going to be like six.
Yeah.
I also watched T-Max this week.
Yeah.
The Gaspar Noé. I really liked it, but it wasn't like the craziest thing I've ever seen. And I watched Together,
the
Alison Brie and what's her and Dave Franco.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay. Also, like not great. That one was a movie with the whole like weird controversy about like when the script was presented.
Yeah,
and like
I don't know too much about it.
And oh, me and Aiden watched this stupid movie called Palm Springs.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. I did not like it. With Andy Samberg and the girl from How Much Your Mother, Kristen like Melody.
Yeah, I thought the premise was fun until it got too. It's like you have to be more fun than this.
It was about like two people getting stuck, like they're looping the same, and it was like her sister's wedding day and it loops over like forever.
And I didn't like how it got so like do you know The Good Place? It kind of has that vibe of like.
But I think The Good Place is good.
Yeah, but this, I don't even hate The Good Place. Like I like it. It's fun TV. It's just like this was not fun. You know what I mean? The Good Place is fun. This is not fun.
Other recap: me and Aiden are watching the Luca Guadagnino show right now. We Are Who We Are.
Yes, we're on episode 4.
Yeah, we're about to start episode 4. Yeah. It's interesting. It's a bunch of military brats at this U.S. base camp in Italy.
Chiago or something.
And, like...
Chioga.
And, like, Jack Dylan Grazer is, like, introducing transgenderism.
To one of his friends. It's pretty... It's very strange.
Yeah.
For, like, a... It feels like... I'm shocked that they let him make this show. You know what I mean? And it's probably, like... Probably such a huge budget because I think they built that entire military base for the show. So like I don't know how they got away with it, but
I have no idea.
Yeah. It's pretty good so far, I think. I think there's some weird things.
Oh my god, and Martin Scorsese's
daughter,
isn't it?
Yeah. Francesca Scorsese. Honestly a good show so far. Excited to see where it goes, chat.
Guys, update next week. And no one cares.
Yeah. Oh, also, I watched Blade Runner, both versions, the old one and the new one. I thought they were good. I thought they were okay. Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
Guys, that's for Aiden. Well, I had a good time with you this week.
Yeah, I did too.
I'll hope to see you next week, chat.
Yeah, chat. Did we do a good job, chat?
Chat, we do a good job.
I hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll see you on the next... We'll see you on the next episode of...
Beat Banter,
the only show.
Bye.
Bye.
Beat Banter.
Visit the Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema.